This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Eye on Mars, two mysteries I learned from the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, PNAS, by Dr. Ken Croswell, the distinguished astronomer of Lives of Stars. This is about a mystery of planets and how they acquire moons, the two moons of Mars, Phobos and Deimos. Ken, a very good evening to you. Phobos and Deimos, what do they look like, Ken? How big are they and what is the mystery? Good evening to you.
Well, good evening, John. Yes, they have been much neglected over the years. The missions to Mars, almost all of them have concentrated on Mars and not on its moons. Now, that's not simply because we've ignored them totally. It turns out there were some spacecraft from what was once the Soviet Union and later Russia, but those missions to the moons of Mars failed. Anyway, you asked me, what are these moons like? What size are they? How big are they? All that stuff. Anyway, they're very small. They're much smaller than our moon. They're only a few miles across. The larger moon is the one that's closer to Mars. It's called Phobos. And the smaller moon is called Deimos. They were only discovered in 1877, even though Mars is a nearby planet. They're dark. They're pocked with craters, as you might imagine. If you're out there in space for billions of years, you're going to get hit by various asteroids. And they're not round. That's probably the most impressive thing to lay people. They're not round the way the Earth's moon is. And that's simply because they're so small. They don't have enough gravity to maintain a round shape. We have on the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences website, we have some pictures of Phobos, an actual photograph from a mission, and then also a beautiful, colorful topographic map. And both of those, you can see that this moon is definitely, it's shaped more like a potato or a football or something like that. It's definitely not round.
The assumption I always made, not reading carefully, PNAS, is that they were asteroids that were captured by Mars. That was a theory that held for some decades and might still be holding.
Well, it's a very reasonable scenario because Mars is right next to the asteroid belt. The asteroid belt runs between the orbits of Mars and Jupiter. So it was perfectly reasonable in the 1970s when we got the first close-up views of the moons from various NASA spacecraft, in particular Mariner 9 and Viking. They looked like asteroids, and so, okay, well, Mars just snatched them. Its gravity snatched them from the asteroid belt. But there is a problem with that theory. The problem is captured moons should have quite irregular orbits around their planets. And in fact, the giant planets of our solar system, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune, all have captured moons. Now, not all the moons are captured, but some of them are. And those orbits tend to be very elliptical, very inclined to the planet's equator. And in many cases, the moons go around the planets backwards, opposite the direction that the planet spins. None of that is true for the moons of Mars. The moons of Mars are on almost perfectly circular orbits that lie very close to the Martian equatorial plane, and they go around Mars in the same direction that Mars rotates. Another characteristic of captured moons is that they tend to be quite far from their planets. Again, that's not true for the moons of Mars. They're quite close to their planet. And in fact, the inner moon, Phobos, is likely going to crash into the red planet sometime in the next 40 million years. That's how close it is. It takes less than 8 hours to go around Mars. So those are the problems with that theory of these moons being captured asteroids. And so there is an alternative theory.
Before we entertain the alternative theory about that crashing into Mars, that's a recent development that I've read about. That would discourage colonists in the future. I guess 40 million years is a good timeline for colonies. But when it crashes into Mars, is that going to be a danger to Earth? It just occurred to me that there would be a lot of splinters flying off of Mars headed our way.
Well, I don't think there will be any great danger to Earth. We might get a few new Martian meteorites in the process, I suppose. But what will happen is the tidal forces of Mars on Phobos will actually tear the moon apart before it impacts the planet. So it's not like the whole big thing is going to come crashing into Mars, but it will tear up the moon as the moon gets closer, and then that debris, much of it will rain down on the Martian surface. So
okay. I see.
This is not anything anyone living today has to worry about.
Forgive me, people living on Mars. I veered to science fiction. Back to science. Okay, fine.
All righty.
The alternative theory for captured asteroids.
Okay, the alternative was inspired by the theory for the Earth-Moon. In the 1970s, scientists proposed that the Earth-Moon formed, as you know, when a large object, probably about the size of Mars, hit the Earth, kicked up debris, and went into orbit and conglomerated into what is now the Earth-Moon. Now, the Earth-Moon, as I mentioned, is much bigger than the moons of Mars. Nevertheless, scientists have proposed the same idea for forming the moons of Mars, that an object hit Mars early in life and kicked up debris, and in fact may have created more than two moons. Originally, there might have been several moons, some of which then crashed into Mars after tidal forces tore them apart, so that we now have two moons that are left, Phobos and Deimos. So that's the alternative theory. And this new spacecraft, there is a new spacecraft that is going to be going to explore specifically the moons. It's not focused on Mars, though I'm sure it will tell us some things about Mars, but it's focused on the moons of Mars. And we're all hoping it will be a success. Its main scientific goal is to distinguish between those two theories. Are the moons of Mars captured asteroids, or did they form after an impact on the red planet?
Astronomy advances in theories and outlier theories and crazy ideas that then get endorsed. And I believe this is one of them. Robert Craddock, you report, a planetary scientist at the Smithsonian Institution's National Air and Space Museum, first suggested that alternative origin theory. How was it greeted, Kat?
Quite negatively, according to him. He proposed it in the 90s. Now, it was not entirely original. Some other people had also just suggested it, just sort of offhand, but not really worked it out terribly well. But in the early 90s, Robert Craddock proposed this idea, and he just met with great hostility. Ironically enough, most of it coming from the people who favored the impact theory for the Earth's moon, for the origin of Earth's moon. And so after a time, he just gave up getting his paper published. And then he revived the idea back in the 2010s, and in 2011, he succeeded in getting his paper published. That was after many of his critics had either retired or died. Such is progress sometimes in science.
What changed? Just the critics went away, or did he come up with new information, new observations, anything like that?
It was basically that the critics had left the field in one way or another, either voluntarily or involuntarily. They'd retired or they had died. And so anyway, his paper has been published. And since then, there have been theoretical studies done exploring the idea that an object can hit Mars and create moons like Phobos and Deimos. Now, that doesn't mean, of course, that that's what happened, but at least it's a plausible idea. So we have these two plausible ideas, that they are captured asteroids, because the spectra of these two objects, these two moons, are very similar to carbon-rich meteorites, which we think come from carbon-rich asteroids. So it's entirely possible that they are, in fact, captured asteroids. But his idea is plausible as well. The computer simulations show that you can, in fact, form two moons like Phobos and Deimos after a collision.
All right, let's go find out. The choices are asteroid in behind one curtain and a collision and remnants of that collision behind the other curtain. Dr. Ken Croswell, the author of The Lives of Stars, writing at the proceedings of the National Academy of Science about the theories that are about to be tested by the Japanese Space Agency's Martian Moons Exploration, launching soon. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bell.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.